Opening credits. Discovering God's Kingdom Business, written by Solomon Hilu, narrated by William Ritterskamp. God's Kingdom Business Foundation. Earthly governments legislate laws and policies to allow businesses to operate legally within their territory. They not only legislate business laws, but also enable them to effectively conduct business. Among other things, governments set up the following preconditions to promote businesses within their country. They set up bureaucratic systems, public service offices, to facilitate and support smooth working environments for the businesses to help them acquire legal status in the country. They have skilled personnel to navigate the bureaucratic systems. They build strong physical infrastructures such as roads, communication technology, and banking systems to enhance business opportunities within their countries. They create strong government institutions, legal systems, stable political systems, and reliable security systems. They employ law enforcement agencies to monitor any illegal, criminal, or counterfeit business activities that might compete with legal businesses. They formulate sound economic policies such as attractive tax policies, international investment opportunities, and loan systems to foster a conducive business environment, and they establish quality assurance and institutions to monitor the safety and quality of the business products. Research shows that more than 97% of international businesses, also known as multinational corporations, MNCs, are concentrated in the so-called developed countries because of the advanced infrastructures and more stable and welcoming political environments and favorable economic policies. Businesses are more encouraged to invest their money in these countries because more reliable business protection and opportunities are provided by their governments. However, businesses are not evenly distributed in the developed world because of different levels of readiness to host businesses in their respective regions. For example, many of the Forbes 500 companies are concentrated in the Northwest and West Coast states within the United States, mainly due to their more advanced level of infrastructure in transportation, communication, and banking systems. The South and Midwest states are not equally attracting complex businesses because of a lack of competitive infrastructure to accommodate logistical and operational needs of businesses. Overall, developing countries find it harder to attract international businesses due to their lack of stable political environment, weak infrastructures, unreliable government institutions, and lack of efficient bureaucratic systems to encourage businesses. It is quintessential that governments in developing regions of the world put in place sustainable and functional economic, political, legal, infrastructural, and bureaucratic conditions before businesses can operate and flourish in their countries. Furthermore, the governments must legislate business rules and policies and build institutions to enforce them within their territories. Equally, businesses are expected to function within the legal framework established by the government to freely operate. Any business that acts against the legal and administrative conditions of the government will be considered illegal and fraudulent. Such businesses will be banned. Businesses have to be in legal standing with the business laws, policies, and procedures of the government. Right standing with government rules and regulations is key to conduct sustainable business. Businesses cannot ignore government rules and regulations. Businesses have to meet the government conditions to thrive. They have to operate according to the business rules and regulations of the country. Governments have the right to deny or allow certain businesses to operate in their countries. As secular governments prepare for businesses to flourish in their countries, God also works to establish a conducive business environment by establishing His kingdom government on earth. God first places government on earth to rule over businesses on earth. This involved placing God's kingdom, bureaucratic systems, physical infrastructures, environmental conditions before He extended His business on earth. Essentially, God can do business within His kingdom's jurisdiction where He has legal and administrative authority. The kingdom of God is God's legal business environment where He authoritatively exercises His business rules and procedures. Therefore, God's first condition to do business on earth was to establish His kingdom on earth. Through parables, Jesus taught us that God has a business account in His kingdom. Matthew 18:23 NKJV. God first constructed the physical component of the earth to prepare it for His kingdom. For that
Sample complete. Ready to continue?